Okay. Today is not Samach Gimel, but we're on Samach Beis and Beis by the two dots. We didn't do that much Gemara. So we're by the two dots. I don't know. It's like 12 lines from the bottom. But the Mishnah said that Shemidas Tashlumei Kefel No Heges. Kefel, you have to pay by, what did the Mishnah say over there? Yeah, Kefel applies whether it's a live thing or a not a live thing. Doesn't make a difference what it is. You have to pay Kefel. Says the Gemara, Menahani Mili. How do you know? How do you know you have to pay Kefel? Isn't that a Beferish Pasuk? That if you steal, you pay Kefel? Shnayim Mishalim? What's the question? Menahani Mili, how do you know you pay Kefel? So the Mepharshim, it's not an easy answer. What's the Gemara asking Menahani Mili? It's a Beferish Pasuk. So the Rishonim say, the Achronim say, the Gemara is really driving at birds, because we're going to see that we have no way of knowing that you have to pay kefil for birds. And that's really what the Gemara is driving at, and we're going to include it with klal, ribui. Again, these are the Gemaras, we don't have the art of darshaning anymore. We don't know how to darshan. As you're going to see, we're going to read a pasuk, you're going to see, that's a klal, prat, klal? That's what the Gemara calls it. Sometimes the klal, prat, klals are clear, obvious. Sometimes they're very difficult. We're going to have one clear one and one very difficult one. The Tana Rabbana, the Brisa says, it says in the Torah, Al Kol Dvar Pesha, that is in Perek Chav Beis, Perek Chav Beis Pasuk Ches. It says, Al Kol Dvar Pesha, that is a klal, right? On any matter, Al Kol Dvar Pesha, you can't get a better, it says the word klal in there even, right? Al Kol Dvar Pesha, for any Pesha, to any wrong, then it says al shar, al chamar, al seh, v'al salma, on a shar, a chamar, a sheep, a shirt. Those are all pratim, prat, right? It says al kol dvar pesha, and then it goes on to specify four of them. Then it says al kol aveda, regarding every aveda, right? And then the pasuk continues, asher yomar ki huzeh. Adho Elohim Yavo Dvar Shnehem, Ashe Yashin Elohim, Yishalim Shnayim Liriyehu. In other words, that when there's an issue regarding theft, you come to Bezdin, you have to swear, and then you have to pay Kefel. So you have a klal, Al Kol Dvar Pesha, a prat, four pratim, and then another klal. Klal prat klal. We have a rule, one of the 13 midos that are taught in the Jeshus Pen, is called klal prat klal. Klal prat klal, Iyatadon Elokein HaPrat. The klal is nothing more than the prat. Ma prat mafurish. Davar hametaltel. Fagufo mamon. All these things in here are something that are metaltel in. And they're intrinsically worth something. Af kol davar hametaltel fagufo mamon. So too, anything that is intrinsically worth something, what's not intrinsically worth something? A shtar. It's a piece of paper. It's a worthless piece of paper. On the paper it says I owe you $1 million. But it has no intrinsic value. That's an example of something that's not, and it's metaltalin. So we have both things, metaltalin and gufo mamon. Big machlokas about paper money. Is paper money intrinsically worth anything?
No, it represents something else.
So it says on the bill that this note is legal tender. Right? So the Chazanish held that paper money is intrinsically valuable.
In the old days,
it might not have been.
It was
set on a silver certificate. In other words, but the actual piece of paper that says $1,000 on it, that with some president's face on it, that's worth a worthless piece of paper. It represents, you walk into a store, it's worth $1,000, like a check. A check's a worthless piece of paper, but you write on it, I'm writing it out to you for $1,000, it represents $1,000. Is it worth $1,000? Is that a shtar? Isn't it really a shtar? Isn't paper money also really a shtar? The big machlok is, can you do pidyon haben with paper money? Because besides the fact it's not coins. But let's assume you get past that problem. Is it intrinsically valuable? It's a big machlokes. It's a big issue. Maybe in olden days it might have been more true, right? Because it was backed by the silver. I don't know.
Yeah.
So therefore what? That made the paper intrinsically
valuable. Technically, you can go inside, bring in your thing, and get silver out of it.
Uh-huh, and today you can't do that.
Right.
Today you just get cash out of it. You can get quarters, right. Okay.
Until somebody was linked to gold.
But that's just linked to gold. But still, is the piece of paper intrinsically worth anything? No.
So
shtar's not intrinsic. So then, I don't know about that. In other words, all these pratim, they're intrinsically valuable. Whatever you want to say about a shtar, whatever you want to say about money, whatever you want to say about a check, an animal's worth something, a shirt is worth something, it has intrinsic value. No question about it. And they're all metaltalin. Yatsu karkos, excluded our karka, she ain't a metaltalin. It's not metaltalin. Yatsu avadim excluded the slaves shehukshu lakarkos. That is compared to karka, right? Yatsu shtaros excluded the shtaros sha'af al pisha metaltalin, even though they're metaltalin, ain't goof mammon. They're not worth anything. They only represent value. They have no intrinsic value. Yatsu hektish. Hektish is excluded for another reason. Re'ehu ksiv. Says Re'ehu, and hektish is not your friend. There's a machlokas, big machlokas we've shown him. Do you have to pay the keren if you damage hektish? Kefal not. What about the keren? It's a big machlokas. Some say yes, some say no. Right? Some say if Re'ehu is a patur for hektish, do you pay keren? Mati, what do you say? You pay keren? If you steal from hektish, you don't have to pay kefal. You have to pay keren? It's machlokas. Some say yeah. Some say you're paying it as a mazik, not as a thief.
It's not a knas.
What?
Why is it knas?
No, no, no. It says re'ehu. Re'ehu. You only have to pay re'ehu, your friend. You have to pay kefal. Hektish is not re'ehu. So what about the keren? That's a machlokas. Some say yeah. It doesn't make a difference. Only talk about the kefal. You don't have to pay keren, of course. Some say you have to pay as a mazik. As a mazik, yeah. We've damaged hektish, you're potter. We had that already. You might be potter. Maybe here different keren. What if it still exists? If it still exists, everyone agrees you have to give it back. Tosos might discuss that. What if it's still here? I stole something from Hektish. I still have it. I didn't sell it. I didn't lose it. I still have it. Of course I have a thief to give it back. Right? Okay. Now, E mahaprat mefurish. Dover shenevlaso mitame b'maga u'b'masa. Everything on this list, all four pratim, are things that can become tame if you touch it or if you carry it. Af kol dover shenevlaso, when it's dead. When it's dead. Right, live animals are not, only human beings are the only things, live things that can become tame. Live animals cannot, only dead animals can. So if a dead animal is tame, it's metame if you touch it. An animal, a regular animal, a horse, or a sheep, or an ox, it's tame if you touch it or carry it. So too, all animals that are tame if you touch it or carry it. Abel ofos lo, but not birds. A dead bird, if you touch it, you don't become tame. The only way it can become tame by birds is if you eat it. And only if you swallow it. And only if it's kosher. If it's a treif bird and you eat it, you don't become tame. Right? These are tumah rules, right? So, how do we know that if you steal a bird, you have to be kefal? Maybe all these pratim don't apply to that. So the Gemara says, Umi matzis amarta hachi? How could you say that? How could you possibly say that? For hasal maksiv, one of the things on the list was a shirt. Shirt's not alive. Right? Shirt doesn't have that rule. So the Gemara says, Armor, you're right. Of course you're right about a shirt. But Anan, the Bali Chayim Kamrinan. I'm talking about live animals. When it comes to live animals, there are three live animals mentioned in the Pasuk. Shar, Chamor, and Seh. Right? All those things are, and when they die, they're metame if you touch it or carry it. Birds are not in that category. How do we know that if you steal a bird, you have to be kefel? Ema bali chayim davar shen avlasim etarabu masa in only live animals that if you touch it or carry you become tamei. Yeah, yeah, what? Yeah, you chayif kefil if you steal it. Davar she'en avlasim etarabu masa lo, and if not, not, and if not, not. So the Gemara answers. This is still the question. This is still the question. The hakol chad v'chad pradu klal ba'ape nafshi darshin and lay. Each one of the klal, prad, and klals we're going to reuse for a special drasha. In other words, why did Tarvis have four of them? Why do you need four prats? Why? Each one, we're going to do it later, today, each one is used for a specific reason. We're going to undo this whole drasha. But right now, the Gemara says, each one's used for a special reason. That's why there are four pratim. I don't need four. Why are there four? Each one's special. But you know what? Abel Ofo is love. There's no room for four. There's no room for birds. So how do I know birds are tummy? How do I know birds? If you steal a bird, you have to be kefil. There's no room for birds. I have a klal prat klal. It includes live animals, but not birds. And you want to tell me there are so many pratim? There's no room for birds. Why? Each one's going to be used for a special thing. We're going to see later. So anyway, the bottom line is, how do I know you have to be kefil if you steal a bird? So the Gemara answers, Im kain nichtov rachmana chad prata. Oh, by the way, The Rishonim point out, there are many times when we have a klal prat klal, we're going to have it soon, when we have a klal prat klal where the Torah mentions many pratim, and we never ask this question. Now the Gemara is going to say, Im kain nichtov rachmana chad prata. If you want to tell me, right, if you're trying to tell me that we're only including animals that are tame if you touch them or carry them, we should have had one prat. Why are there four pratim? obviously, even though you're telling me in the line before that there's no room for birds, we have to find somehow to include them. Why? Because otherwise I could have gotten over with one prat. I could have gotten it with one prat. And one prat would have said, yeah, only what? Only live animals that you touch them, that are tummy if you touch them or carry them. Then I would know from one prat. There are four of them? Three animals here in this pasuk? Obviously one of them has to include birds. So now the Gemara says, Hai Nichtov Rachmana. Which one should the Torah have written? So before we get to that, I just wanted to be sure to point out that the premise of the question is that it says in the pasuk, Al Kol Dvar Pesha, Al Shor, Al Chamor, Al Seh, Al Samlo. It says the word Al each time. Obviously, these are individual, like it's more than just a laundry list. We're going to have in Pasuk Vav. That's Pasuk Ches. In Pasuk Vav. Ki teyishareo kesef o kalim lishmar. It just says kesef o kalim. It doesn't say kesef al kesef al kalim. Kesef o kalim, which is also a pratim. Kesef or kalim. Since here it says al each time, there's more. It's more drusha here. There's obviously the Gemara felt there's more reason to learn each one in an individual way, which we don't do by other klal prat klal. Okay. Hai nichto rachmana. Which one should the Torah have written to exclude birds? If it would have said shor, havamina, I would have thought, then you know what? Karv legali hamizbech in, shen karv legali hamizbech lo. Only things brought in the mizbech, yes. Not things brought in the mizbech, no. Only kosher animals that can be brought as a carbon. Right? Why? Because that's what shor is. If it only mentioned chamor, havamina, I would have thought, kodesh v'bchore in, shen kodesh v'bchore lo. Something that is can be brought as a something that the bchore is holy, like a chamor, or any other kosher animal, good. But if it can't be brought as a bechor, if it doesn't have kedusha like a camel, then if it steals, you don't pay kefil. Amri, so the Gemara says no. Im kein rachmana shor v'chamar. It should have said shor or chamar. Se lamali. Why does it say se? Al kol dvar pesha. Al chamar. Al shor. Al chamar. Al se. Why does it say se? It's totally extra. Lamali. Shmamina. It comes to include. Comes to teach you lasui ofos, to include birds.
What?
Why did it say birds?
Why didn't it? What should it say? Everything under the sun?
Shor includes anything that's kosher.
Right.
Hamar includes anything that's not kosher.
Right.
Birds. What's it called? It says the same thing as a shark.
Mm-hmm. That's a very good question.
And then samos is metalphon, I guess.
Right. That's a very good question. I don't know. That's a good question. Why didn't you just say birds? I don't know. It's a good question. It's still worth to look into that. Does anyone say anything about that?
Wait,
his question is, why didn't you say ophos?
Just ophos?
Yeah, no. Shor, chamor, oph. That would have taken care of it. We have said to tell me ophos. Seh I know already because that's included in Shar. So why do I need Oath? Why do I need Seh? I don't need Seh. Seh's extra. What does it include? Oath. So just say Oath. Good question. So let's look in the Psukim. I mean, not in the Psukim, in the partial of the Psukim to figure out an answer.
Well,
no,
that's
a good.
That's the reason why it has to stay Seh.
Yeah, that's his question. What's the reason?
What?
Sure. Maybe it's tomorrow's Gemara? I don't know about that. I don't know. It could be. I didn't do tomorrow's Taf yet. Now. Okay, putting aside that question, now the Gemara asks, the Eimala Asui Ofos Tahorim. Maybe it only includes, this makes the question even stronger, maybe it only includes Tahor birds, Dumya de Seh. Just like Seh. Seh, by the way, is a kosher animal. Right? So maybe only Tahor birds, like a Tahor Seh. It doesn't say, Shor v'chamar gomol. Right? Which is a treif animal. It doesn't say that. Chamar already is treif. Right? So it doesn't say that. It says another kosher animal. So maybe we're trying to say this extra, teach me kosher birds. Birds? Maybe only kosher birds. And by the way, now the Gemara says, Dimitame begadim ablis habliya. If you swallow, beis habliya means swallowing. If you swallow a kosher bird, it makes your clothing tame. Didn't touch clothing. That's the halacha by tame, by tar birds. If you swallow a tar bird, it makes the clothing, and it was tame. In other words, tar here means kosher. You swallow a kosher bird that was tame, right? it makes your clothing tame. Why? That's what the Torah says. It's a derech hakasav. It doesn't work by treif birds. Aval ofos tameim, but by treif birds, the let's behu toma, no such thing. Long time begad by beis abliya. That would not make your clothing tame if you swallow it. Lo, it should not be chayav kefil if you steal it. So the Gemara answers, kol ribuyahu. Now we're changing the focus of the. Now we're saying it's no longer a klal prat klal. It's something else called ribuy miut ribuy. Ribuy miut ribuy is different than klal prat klal in one respect. With ribuy miut ribuy, everything under the sun is included except for one thing. What's that one thing? I think we're going to do that tomorrow. Everything under the sun is included. Kosher birds, treif birds, it's all included. Except for one thing. With klal prat klal, we're not that broad. We're not that expansive. We're much more limited. With klal prat klal, I have no way of including treif birds. I have no way of including treif birds. Why? Because it's only dumyad deseh. It says kosher animal, only kosher birds. How do I know that treif birds are included? I don't know. So the Gemara says you have to change it. We're learning now, ribuy, miyut, ribuy. It's the same idea. You have a ribuy, then a miyut, then a ribuy. It says, al kol dvar pesha. Then you have four things specific. Then it says, al kol aveda, anything. Right? I have a ribuy, miyut, ribuy. It includes everything under the sun except for one thing. One thing's excluded. What's the one thing? We're going to see in a few minutes. Oh, we're going to see in a few minutes what they are. It's going to be karka, star, eved. Those things are excluded. And each one is considered one thing because there are four words. Shor, Chamor, Seh, and Salma. There are four words. So we're going to have four exclusions. But everything else under the sun? Included. Treif birds? Included. Kosher birds? Included. All included.
How do you change
that from cloud to leaf? How does it work? It's a different way of darshing the Torah. It's a different way. It's a machlokas, what we darshan. It's a machlokas. There's such a thing as something I didn't hold from it. Right, it's a different way of darshan the Torah. We're going to have an Amid Beis. We're going to come up with another one called Hekesh. Right, we're going to be stuck tomorrow at the end of the daf. Hopefully, we'll get there, and then we're going to say we have a Hekesh. We're stuck. Right, that's a way of darshan the Torah.
We say it every morning.
Right, we say it every morning. But Ribu, me and Ribu, not on the list.
No, that's a better question.
And neither is Hekesh. Right, they're both not on the list. What? Hekesh is Lachon Loshim Sinai. It might be an offshoot of one of them. It might be like a Ribu Mi Ribu. It's like an offshoot of. By the way, there's another list of 32 more. The Torah suggests at the end, and the Gematru's on that list, right? Other ways of darshan the Torah on that list. I think Ribu Mi Ribu's in there.
But how can we not say that in the morning?
Because how can we not say that in the morning? What should we say? The whole shots every morning?
No, I'm saying if you go through that whole list, you use the more inclusive one.
What?
You use the more inclusive one.
Ah, so it's a big kasha. Why is that said every morning? Why is that said every morning? Yeah. Yeah, why? Yeah, why? Right, give you Torah, right? We have Torah, Baal Peh, Gemara, Psukim, and Mishnayis, and Gemara. That's not Gemara. Mishnah is not Gemara. We call that Gemara, right? Why that one? And you can come back and give me an answer. And by the way, no one even knows what those things are anyway in that list. Except for Kal Vachomer and Gezeirah Shavah. What are those? Kol Davar Minyanav Olava Misofo, right? What is that? Okay. Okay, do we not understand those rules?
No.
I always said, those things are never taught in yeshiva, and kids learn a Gemara, they have no idea what they're talking about, because they don't know the rules. B'chal hecha dekas of kol ribuyahu. Every time there's a kol, every time it says the word kol, this might be your question, every time it says the word kol, we're switching to ribuy mi'ed ribuy? Is that what you're trying to tell me now? The word kol was an indicator we should be more expansive. Kol, everything. Al kol dvar pesha. Be more expansive. Such a rule like that. V'ha'gabi Meiser Diksiv, by Meiser Sheni, it says, kol. It says kol. V'kod arshirin le'be klal prat. And we use the klal prat klal. Why? T'tanya, v'nasata ha'kesef b'chol asher tav v'nafshecha. Meiser Sheni is produce that you have to take and eat it in Yerushalayim. What if you have too much to schlep? You don't want to take it in Yerushalayim. So what do? You redeem it for money. Take the money, plus an extra fifth, and spend the money in Yerushalayim. What do you spend the money on? The pasuk says, b'chol asher tav v'nafshecha. Whatever you want, whatever your heart desires. That's a klal. Then it says, Babakar, Ubaton, Biyayin, Ubashekhar. That's a prat. Four pratim. Can you spend it on anything? No. Torah says, four things. Then it says, Ubachal Asher Tishalcha Nafshecha. Whatever you want. Chazer v'klal. Another klal. Whatever you want, four things, whatever you want. Klal, prat, klal. Klal, prat, klal. Yet the dor el ke'ena prat. What's the rule? Whatever is like the prat. Ma prat mefurish. Pri mi pri. Everything, all those four pratim, produce one from another. In other words, Bakar and Son have children. Yayin and Shecha are from seeds, which also produce more seeds. So they're all things that produce more, unlike a table. Can't go to Yerushalayim and buy a table. Why? Doesn't produce. And also, Figdule Karka, and they all grow from the ground, or animals are nourished from what grows from the ground, right? A table is not nourished from the ground. Doesn't grow from the ground, it's not nourished from the ground, it has nothing to do with the ground, right? Af, so too, call primi pri, anything that grows from the ground. Anything that grows, that produces. Like for example, like an egg. It's right, it's primi pri. Or figdule karka, or an apple, or an orange, anything. But what can't you buy? What's off the list? Off the list is salt, mushrooms, all on the ground, they don't grow from the ground. Water, right? All these things are off the list. You can't go to Yerushalayim and spend your Maaseh money on salt. You can't do that. Now, if we made it a ribui mi at ribui, there'd be more things on the list. Maybe salt would be included. What would be excluded? Only one thing in the world. Maybe salt would be excluded. Maybe water would be excluded. Maybe mushrooms would be excluded. Only one thing would be excluded. But we don't hold like that. And it's the word kol. Says the Gemara, Amri, no, bakol chlala. Right, if it says bakol, like it says the Raisa Sheni, that's a klal. Kol, but if it says the word kol, that's ribuihu. That's a ribui. Like our pasuk over here, Mishpatim. Vibayis aim, or I can give you a different answer. Kol klalahu, kol klalahu. Really, kol is a klal. However, mihu, over here, in Parashas Mishpatim, kol is kol dahacha ribuihu. Kol is a ribui. Why? Michti, why? Ksiv, it says, meikara, klal prat klal. Because that's the pasuk that we're talking about, kol dvar pesha, is in Pasuk Ches. But we have another klal prat klal in Pasuk Vav. Pasuk Vav says, Ki yitein ish el re'ehu kesef o kelim lishmar. If you give a man kesef or kelim to watch, the gunav mi beito ish, and it got stolen, in mi matzei ha-ganav, you find the ganav, yishalim shnayim. You have to pay twice. Now, it's a little bit of a stretch of the imagination to tell me that this Pasuk is a klal prat klal. But the Gemara assumes it is. Now, why? Because it says, the Ksiv, it says, Ki yitein ish el re'ehu. If you give a man to your friend, that's a klal. Why is that a klal? Because you're giving him anything. Then, kesef o kelim is a prat. Kesef o kelim is a prat. Now, how is kiyitin ish reyehu a klal? Kiyitin ish reyehu. The next two words of the puzzle is kesef o kelim. You give a man to your friend, what are you giving him? Yeah, you're giving him kesef o kelim. How is Kitin Ishawehu a klal? A klal means that it's standing by, the words standing by themselves are a klal. What should you take to Yerushalayim? Whatever you want! That's a klal. And then the Torah specifies four things. Again, in Pasuk Ches, a kol dvar pesha, regarding any pesha, a chashar, a chamar, a seh, a salma, that's a klal and a prat. Here, there's no klal and a prat, it's a sentence. Al Kitin Ishawehu kesef o kelim. How is that a klal and a prat? I hear why it's a prat. It could have said, Kitin ish el reyehu davar. Didn't say that. You give a guy anything. It said, you give him two things, kesef or kelim. I see why it's a prat. I'm not so sure why it's a klal.
That's why it's a klal. Because you have the other one.
I understand, but it's not a klal. It's a sentence.
Yeah, it's like you're breaking it up.
You're breaking it up. And then, by the word, Kitin ish el reyehu kesef or kelim, klal and a prat, and then the next word of the puzzle is lishmar. You gave it to him lishmar. What'd you give it to him for? As a loan? No. Lishmar. You gave it to him to watch. Says the Gemara, Lishmar hadar v'klal. That's a klal. How is that a klal?
Exclude everything else.
What?
Exclude,
klal includes everything. Yeah. Right, whatever you want to eat, you can take to Yerushalayim. Whatever you want. Now, Lishmar is a klal. I don't know how that's a klal. I hear you that maybe that's the first one's a klal. I hear that, because we have a prat. Certainly the prat is two pratim. Kesef o kelim. How is it a klal and a klal? I'm not sure. But this is not the first time we had this problem with klal prat klal. The Gemara does it a lot. Yeah.
It says here about kol is a reboy, but we have in Brachos about kol is b'mayi the ben.
Ben Brachos where?
B'mayi the ben. So it's b'mayi there over here.
I don't know. Yeah. Okay. I don't know. But that's not a list. That's not a list of things.
Here we go. But if it's b'mayi girl.
It says similarly, when taken by itself, the first one,
right,
does not specify any particular item.
Right.
Therefore, it represents a generalization.
What about the second one? The first one I hear a little bit. What about the second one? How does Lishmar Klal? Anyway, it is. Now, so we have in Pasuk Vav, Kiyitin Ish Elayehu Kesefo Kalim Lishmar, Vagun if it gets stolen. Then in Pasuk Ches we have Al-Kol Dvar Pesha, Ashar, Hamar, Seh, Salma, Al-Kol Aveda. What does the halacha say? The Pasuk ends off, Yishalim Shnayim L'Reyehu, you pay Kefel. Why are there two psukim away from each other that both talk about a Klal Prad Klal, both talk about Kefel? What we should have done is, we should have made it one gigantic Pasuk. That's what the Gemara is going to say. Since we didn't do that, it's obvious that it's a ribuy miut ribuy. Obvious that we're excluding more things. Otherwise, why do we need two psukim? Tell me the same halacha. Obvious. V'isokadai dechayal kol dvar pesha nami klal prat hu da'asa if pasuk ches. It's also klal prat. Nifter rechmar lahani prati gabeh ech klal prat. Then it should have said them all in the first pasuk. If you give somebody to watch kesef or kalem or shor, chamor, seh, sam, all that. And what happened? It got stolen? I'll pay kefil. I'll call Dvar Peshul Amali. Why don't you even need that pasuk? Shema mina, ribuyuhu, it's a ribuy. And therefore, what does it include? Tame birds. That's what it includes. Tame birds. Now, hashda damarta kol ribuy. Now that I said that kol is a ribuy, then kol hani prati lamali. What are the pratim excluding? So the Gemara says, you're right. Chazal b'tei karka, chazal b'tei avadim, chazal b'tei shtaros. Right? Wants to exclude karka, avodim, shtar. Shtar has no intrinsic value. It represents value, it has no intrinsic value. It's a worthless piece of paper. Salma, what's Salma? Limu'ute comes to exclude dover she'enu mesuyam. Salma doesn't have a mark. Doesn't have a mark. I stole some chair. Doesn't have a mark. You can't take somebody to beds and make him pay kefil on something that doesn't have a mark. What, why not? Not for now. It's later on in the Gemara. I'll call Aveda. What does the word I'll call Aveda come to exclude? L'drav chiyabar ava. D'amar chiyabar ava, amar v'yochanan, ha-toin tainas ganav. Ba-aveda, if somebody says, he's toin tainas ganav by an Aveda, what does that mean? That means he finds an Aveda. He's walking down the street, he finds a gold watch. And on the back of the gold watch, it says it belongs to Mr. Chaim Yankel. And he leaves, and then Chaim Yankel comes and says, I heard you found my gold watch. He says, no, I lost it. I'm sorry, it got stolen. Hatoin tainas ganav ba-aveda. He's holding the Aveda in his house, and he claims it got stolen. Really? He stole it. He stole it. He claims it got stolen. That what? You pay kefil for such a case. You didn't do any act of theft. I picked it up with the intention of returning it. And then I had a typo. And I said I kept it. And I said it got stolen. And I'm going to wear it now by the chassidus. Right? You pay kefil for that. Shneemar, I'll call aveda shayomar. And even for an aveda, you have to pay kefil. Okay? Fine. Now. What? Yeah, it's a ribuy. It's a ribuy. It includes even a case where you find it out. You didn't steal anything. You found it. You didn't do a mice of theft. You found it. You picked it up to do the mitzvah of a Shavas Aveda. Now you have a type to keep it. You lie. You say it got stolen. You might have to swear even. You do the swearing. And then you get caught. You pay kefil for that. I didn't do a mice of theft. Doesn't make a difference. The Torah says, I'll call Aveda. Okay. Now, more psukim. Tanan Hasam. We learned over there. Where's over there? But in the later on. It's also in Shavuos. Heichan Pikdoni. Guy comes over to me and says, no, where's the watch I asked you to watch for me? Where is it? I asked you to watch. Amalei, Avad, I lost it. Mashbiachani, will you swear? Famer, Amen, yeah, I'll swear. Now, for Edim, Edim, Otosha, Achlu, Edim come and say that he took it. Really, he had it. He tied it, it got lost. Really, he had it. Mishalim, it's a Karen. You pay the Karen. Pay it back. Why? Because there is no kefel if you're towing tainus avad, according to this. He said it got stolen. He said it got lost. You don't pay kefel for that. Hodal pi edim, but if edim come and say, what are you talking? What? Atmo. I'm sorry, hodal pi atmo, if he admits it, hey, it's charata, he sees that he runs to bed, and I took it, then mashal and karen, v'chomesh v'asham. You pay karen, a fifth, and a bring a carbon. Fine. Hey, I'm big donor. The guy comes and says, no, where's my object? I asked you to watch for me. I'm a little nigga, got stolen. Mashbiachani, will you make a shuva for that? Farmer, amen, yes. For Edim, Edim, also Shaganvu. And Edim comes and says that he's the one who stole it. He tied it was stolen, and really he stole it. On such a case, Mashadah Shulme Kefel. You pay Kefel. Hodome Atmo, if you admit that you did that. Mishalim, Karen, Chomesh, Va'asham. You pay Karen, Chomesh, and Asham. Why? because a kefil is a knas, and you modeled the knas, you don't have to pay the knas. Now, ketani mia, we just said that betoin tain is ganav, that when you toin tain is ganav, when you claim it got stolen, really you stole it, mishalat shlume kefil, you pay kefil. Avol toin tain is avad, but if you claim it got lost, lo mishalat shlume kefil, you don't pay kefil. Right? That's what the Bryson said. You don't pay kefil. And also by towing time is ganav, the only way you're ever going to pay kefel is if you swear that that happened, and it turns out you're a liar. Aval shalov shvua, but if you don't swear, ain't no mashan to shume kefel. You don't pay kefel. So in order to pay kefel, if you're a shomer, you have to be towing time is ganav, swear, and it turns out you're a liar. Menahani milu, how do we know all that? How do we know all these rules? Now, it's all going to be in the psukim. The Tana Rabbanon. Ready? Here we go. It says in Pasuk Vav, in Yimatzei Haganav, right? The Pasuk starts off, Ki yitet ish el re'eo kesef hakeilim lishmor. You give sight for your friend to watch. The gunav mi beito ish. It got stolen. In Yimatzei Haganav, if you find the ganav, yishalim shnayim, this kefel. Okay? Now, in Yimatzei Haganav, if you find the ganav, says the Gemara, betoin tainas ganav akasav medaber. That's talking about a situation where the guy himself says it got stolen. How do you know? Ata omer betoin tainas ganav. You're telling me that pasuk is talking about a case where he's towin tainas ganav. Oh, eina ela ganav atzmo. Maybe he stole it himself, taka. No, it can't be. Keshu omer, because it says in pasuk, the very next pasuk says, imlo yimatze haganav. Imlo yimatze haganav. If you don't find the ganav, then what does it say? You go to Bezdin, and that's where it says. Then it says you go to Bezdin. If you didn't use it, I'll call Dvar Pesha. Then you're going to pay twice. So im lo yimatzeh haganav. One second. Oh, kishu omer. What it says in the very next pasuk, im lo yimatzeh haganav, that's betorin tain of ganav hakasav medaber. These two psukim, pasuk vav and Pasuk Zayin, are both talking about a Torin Tainas Ganav. Okay? In Yimatzei Haganav, Yishalim Shnayim, if he finds the Ganav, you pay twice. In Lo Yimatzei Haganav, if you don't find the Ganav, you go to Bezin, and you make Im Lo Shalach Yod, if he didn't use it. Only a Shomer, that only comes up with a Shomer. So obviously we're talking about a case where a Torin Tainas Ganav, not a guy who stuck into your house and stole something. Because if that's true, what do you mean? Im lo shalach yod melachas v'yehu. He didn't use it. He has to swear he didn't use it. What? Only a shomer has to make such a shul like that. So obviously, we're talking about a torn tainas ganav. Fine. Tanya idach. Another brisa says as follows: Im yimatzeh haganav. If it says yimatzeh haganav, the ganav atzma kasev medaber. That's talking about a ganav himself. A ganav. Forget the shomer. Ganav. Ata omer beganav atzma o ein ela betorin tainas ganav. Maybe it's talking about a torn tainas ganav. Kishu Omer, when it says Imlo Yimatzeh Haganav, it says in the very next pasuk Imlo Yimatzeh Haganav. That I agree. Hare Torin Tainas Ganav Omer. That's talking about Torin Tainas Ganav. Everybody agrees that pasuk Zayin of Parshas Mishpatim Perach of Beis is talking about Torin Tainas Ganav, which says Imlo Yimatzeh Haganav. You can't find the Ganav. V'nikra Baal Bayis El Elohim. You bring him to Bezdin. Imlo Shalach Yad Melachas V'Yehu. He didn't use it. That everyone agrees is talking about a Shomer. Why? Because who else would have a shiloh of using it? What about the pasuk before? You give something to your friend to watch. V'gunav mibeiso ish, it got stolen. Hamani mekayim im yimatzeh haganav. What does it mean im yimatzeh haganav? The ganav atzma kasev medaber. Right, he stole it. The kuli alma. Everyone agrees im lo yimatzeh haganav. But toin tainas ganav ktiv. Everyone agrees that the pasuk of im lo yimatzeh haganav, which continues to say about meleches about shleich yad, is talking about a toin tainas ganav. My mashma. How do you know? On my rova. Rova says im lo yimatzeh. If you can't find the guy, Kamasha Omar, like the guy says, Eloshu Atmo Gonvo. He himself stole it. That's why you can't find him, because it's him. Okay. Yishalim Shnayim. You have to pay twice. Uminala and Dibishvua. How did he have to swear first? The Tanya, because it continues. Vinikar Balabayis Elohim. Lashvua. That means a Shvua. Ata Omar Lashvua. Oenu Elodin. That's for, you tell me that's for a Shvua? Maybe that means you have a Din Torah. The word Elohim means a judge. You have a Din Torah. No, Nemar Shlichas Yad Lamata. It says Shlichas Yad a few psukim later by a Shomer Sachar, but Nemar Shlichas Yad Lamaila. And it says Shlichas Yad right here, in this pasuk. Malahal and Shavua. Over there, it for sure means a Shavua, because the Torah says you have to swear. Afkan l'Shavua. So too here, it means a Shavua. It's not hard Gemara, it's just technical Gemara. So there's a machlokis now. Are these two psukim talking about both Torah and Tainas Ganav? or ganav and torin tanis ganav. It's a machlokas now. We have two different prizes, two different things. Bishlomo levan de armar chad beganav v'chad betorin tanis ganav. I understand if you say that there are two different cases. Hano dixivi trei kroy. That's why there are two psukim. Eloi elavan de armar tavayu betorin tanis ganav. If they're both talking about a torin tanis ganav, trei kroy lomali. Why do you need two psukim? And two psukim for it. Both say the meganav. The both times it says they have to be kafel. Why? The Gemara says, Amri, chad limudei tainas avad, wants to exclude tainas avad. If you claim it got lost, you don't pay kefil. It stresses it twice. Only toin tainas ganav, not if it says toin tainas avad. Ulamand amar chad beganav v'chad betoin tainas ganav, and according to the one who says no, one's talking about a regular ganav, one's talking about a toin tainas ganav, deloma yater, there's nothing extra, so limudei tainas avad minole. How does he know we exclude a case of toin tainas avad? So the Gemara says, Miganav Haganav. So learns it out from the extra hay. Ulan Dharma Tavayu Torin Tainas Ganav. And according to the one who says both of them talk about a Torin Tainas Ganav, the Miat Lay Torin Tainas Avad, who uses or has a Miat now for that, Ganav Haganav my Darish Bay. What does it do with extra hay? Amalach, Bibar Lelikud of Chibar Abba, Omar Rab Yochanan, Dharma Chibar Abba, Omar Yochanan, had Torin Tainas Ganav Bipikadon. If somebody steals, if someone claims that the item was stolen by a pikadon, by a shomer, mishan tashlume kefel, he pays kefel. Tavach u'machar, if it got stolen or shechted, or if he sold it or shechted it, mishan tashlume abav hachamisha. Like you even pay 4 or 5. Even pay, a shomer even pays 4 or 5. How do I know? From that extra din. Now, yeah, so ulamanda, it's a machlokas on that, but he, I don't know. Right. Ulamanda amar, dechad beganav, dechad betorin tanis ganav, daiganav, aganav, hafukil, limudit tanis avad. He doesn't have an extra pasuk over there. So the Rav Chiya bar Avin Menale, what did he learn Rav Chiya bar Avin's vart? That what? That you pay tal of the hay also on a toin tanis ganav. So the Gemara says hekeshahu. It's a hekish. What's the hekish? The hekish is. It says in the Torah that about 1 minute. Yeah, just like if you steal, if someone steals an animal and pays 4 or 5. And then shechts it and sells it. You pay 4 or 5. And the same thief has to pay kefil. If he doesn't do that, so why should a shomer be any different? If he's paying kefil, he's paying dal of the hay. It's a hekish. You know what? The imish even al a hekish. Don't ask kashas on a hekish.
Why not?
But because that's the rule. You can't. Right? The Torah says you have to put on tefillin. Why? Because the Torah said. So the Shodan point out it's as if it's in the pasuk. That's how chashuv of a hekesh is. It's not even on the list that we say every morning, right? It's not even on the list. It's so chashuv, you can't even ask a question. It's mamash like a preferred pasuk. It's mamash like a pasuk. Pasuk says you can't do it. Tefillin, we don't ask questions like why, right? The Torah says, it's as if the Torah said. It's as if, that's the best I could tell you. So it's a hekesh, he's stuck. Okay, we'll stop here because it just keeps on going. Bishlomo back and forth. It's not hard Gemara, it was just not hard Gemara at all. Very technical Gemara. If you do it slow, instead of rushing in 5 minutes, you'll see, it's not so bad, and we'll pick up again tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.